Zena, I'll always love you. Welcome everyone to Xenonubers Podcast, aka XNU. My name is Cass and I will be your pod host. Also, welcome back to those of you who have been following this podcast so far. We're now up to episode 120. This podcast show is for all the Xenonuber subtext stories that are out there that have not been given a voice. Well, welcome back everyone to another XNU show. I hope everyone is doing well. We are doing great on this side. And we're going to get right into the show. First and foremost, to start out, the music that you hear on this week's show is Can We Bring Yesterday Back Around by the Sugar Babes. And I've used that one before, but I thought it was appropriate for this week's show. And we're going to rock right into the rest of the show. And as usual, that announces the book recommendation for this week. And in this week, we have Trauma Alert by Radcliffe. Over at Boldstroke Books, the description goes along like this. When you spend your life battling death, who has time for love? Dr. Allie Torvo knows just how fragile life can be. She sees death and tragedy every day in the trauma unit. Battling the dark forces of fate is her life's work, and she doesn't want or need anything else. Certainly nothing as transient as love. Plenty of women try to change her mind, but she never really has any trouble saying no. Not until the day firefighter Beau Cross shows up in her ER and sets Allie's carefully ordered world aflame. So check it over at Boldstroke Books. I'll have a link on my show notes. Well, we have this week's movie of the recommendation, which I've actually chosen, and it's called Floored by Love. Over at Wolf Video, there's a description on it, and you can check it out, and it goes along like this. While Kara, Shirley Ng, grapples with Janet, Natalie Skye's marriage proposal, and a surprise visit for her conservative Chinese parents, newly out gay mixed race teen Jesse, heartthrob Trenton Miller, deals with his terrifically supportive mom and stepdad and the sudden return of his fly-by-night gay-birth dad, Andrew McElroy. In this heartwarming portrayal of two very different Vancouver households, a Chinese-Japanese lesbian couple and an African-American Jewish blended family, this wonderful family comedy is all about finding the courage to be who you really are. So, check it on out.
Initializing process. Oh, crap.
So, we have scoured the internet and checked over a few sites and over at Renee's site, we haven't come up with anything new in regards to anything I can read on the outside. And over at the official Lucy Lawless fan club site, try and say that three times and fast, Sharon D's updated the site with some information regarding Lucy has sent in a link to the Les chat that she had filled the piece with Tig Notaro with that. Lucy's also sent in a letter to the government of New Zealand regarding them selling the land out for coal. She's given us a picture of Weightless Inference. That's a really cool picture, so you need to check that one out. And that Lucy Lawless will be on Craig Kilborn's TV show, The Kilborn File. So check it over on at LucyLawlessFanClub.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Well, we've got a few curious things going on in regard to this department this week. First and foremost, besides the usual routine, is the fact that we've had so much feedback regarding me going back to the Lark and Rain stories, which is excellent in itself, so I'm glad that everybody is enjoying it. But it's kind of funny that the last time I did the series of the storyline, that we had so many people saying, look, you know, can you skip the story and stuff like that? You know, it's okay. And then when I said I was going to skip it and go on to another story, the feedback I got from it, and now the fact that I'm back on it, several people are emailing, quite a few people have emailed in, saying that they are so glad that I've gone back to the story. And I don't know whether I should feel disheartened or not, because I don't know if I got this much feedback from my story. So I'm pouting a little bit there. It's okay, I can survive. But anyway, moving right along. The crux of the Air Siren, as you know, is the time where I give you the updates and about the donating for the page and for my cancer run. So on the update is I went and ran, I did a long run on Sunday, and I wanted to keep everybody updated on what's been going on. And first and foremost, thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone who has donated. I really appreciate it. And for those of you who have yet to donate, please take a moment out and please donate. Really, it's going in for worthwhile cause. It's going for cancer research. 100%. That's 100% of the money goes to cancer research. I don't get a penny. I don't get a dime. I don't even get a dirty look. Well, I do get a dirty look in the mornings when I go for my run. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. So anyway, I digress. Going for my run this weekend on Sunday for my long distance run, because I do my runs on my Sundays for long distance, which goes to show you how much of a masochist I am. I mean, who in the right mind gets up at 6:30 in the morning to go punish themselves? But I digress again. I went for my 10-mile run. Now, I have a little Nike sensor that my lovely wife bought for me, and I use that Nike sensor. But just out of curiosity, I also have on my phone another GPS marker program that lets you record where you are and how much mileage you use. So I did the Nike run, and I went out for my 10-mile run. Now, according to Nike, it actually came up with like 19.2 kilometers, which is something in the neighborhood of like, I think it was 16 miles or, no, 11.9 miles, that's what it was. And I was like, 11.9 miles? You got to be joking me, that, you know. And I look over at the GPS mark, and it says 10 miles, and I'm like, okay, 10 miles, all right. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, Nike says 11.2 or 11.93 or whatever it is. GPS says 10 miles. And my body says, what are you fucking nuts? You're not a spring chicken anymore. Go back at 6.5 and pick your damn kneecaps up and go the fuck home. But anyway, I digress again. So once again, that's where I'm at. On my training schedule, on par. I am looking forward to mapping out different areas to go for my run. On one run in 2 weeks where I have to do 15 miles, I'll actually be running from my house here to my partner's job, which is 15 miles away. So I'll be able to just, we'll both leave at the same time, albeit she'll be in her car and I'll be on the road. And then when I get to her spot, to her job, I'll be able to pick up a car and drive home. That's if I can find my kneecaps on the way home to be able to put the clutch in. And yeah, so then I'll be able to go and pick her up after work, and she can pretty much just come and visit me in the admitting room of the ER department. So we're going to continue on with the rest of the show, and we continue on with part two of the Rainy Lark series. Come and get me. Indiscretions, part two, by Cruz. Rain was entranced in a sea of emerald green eyes, lovingly staring at her. It took her brain a moment to register what her ears heard. She was snapped out of her trance, filled with anger. "What did you say?" Rain asked sternly. Lark was startled and bewildered by Rain's response. It wasn't the one she expected. You know, the one where Rain sweeps her up in her arms, tells her she loves her, and makes mad passionate love to her for the rest of the evening? Nope, not that one.
Huh?
Was all Lark could muster out with a confused look on her face.
I don't stutter. What did you say?
Rain asked with increased agitation as she sat up on the couch.
I asked, do you really want this?
Lark asked, even more confused to Rain's line of questioning. Rain looked down and shook her head with disbelief.
That's what I thought you said. You're freaking unbelievable, Lark.
Rain answered with disgust as she gathered her papers off the floor and put them into her computer case.
What did I say?
Lark asked nervously and put her hands on Rain's arms. She didn't want to lose the connection with Rain.
Don't touch me, Lark,
Rain snapped angrily and jerked her arm away.
What did I say to upset you so much?
She asked as she began to cry.
Think about it, Lark. Think back about 6 months ago, and you'll figure it out!
Rain shouted before storming out of the room to the bathroom. Lark sat down on the floor and hugged her knees, thinking back 6 months ago, as the tears trickled down her cheeks. She realized what she said to set Rain's foul mood off this time. It was the same question she asked Rain on that fateful evening, and she got the same answer from Rain. She walked out.
How could I have been so stupid to ask her the same thing, knowing it would upset her?
Lark asked herself. She thought her and Rain might be making a breakthrough that would break them back together, but she was wrong. Lark's tears flowed harder as she thought about how she loved Rain so much and tried to explain things to Rain, to apologize to try and keep her from leaving that night, but she wouldn't listen. Rain has been devastated, and she would be the same thing happened to her. Lark thought as she remembered the hurt and pain she had seen in Rain's blue eyes that night. Rain never gave her a chance to explain. She walked out of Lark's life for good without another word. She never came back to pick up any of her belongings. She just left, and had her mail forwarded to an undisclosed location. Rain, Lark surmised, was able to keep that a secret concerning who she worked for, and was never able to find her. Lark asked her father to help, and he had no luck finding Rain. Rain was gone for good, Lark thought at that time, until now. She knew exactly where she was, but wasn't able to do one thing she wanted more than anything in the world, win Rain back. Lark decided there was a reason for Rain coming back into her life, no matter how dastardly the circumstances were. But she was in it, and it was Lark's only chance to try and make things right again. So somehow she had to get through all of Rain's hate for her, and make her fall in love with her all over again. Lark felt more confident in her intentions to win Rain back as she headed to the bedroom for a dress for her morning workout. Rain stood in the shower with her hands flat against the wall as the hot water beat down on her neck and back. She hoped the hot water would soothe the tension in her neck and shoulders. Lark had pissed her off to no end, and now her buddy suffered for it from the stress of the situation. This was the worst assignment she could possibly have been assigned to, she thought to herself, as her anger mounted at the thought of it. She turned to dial in the shower for hotter water, and told herself she should have just quit and walked out of the director's office when she had the chance. It had taken a long time to bury her feelings of contempt for Lark, to a point where she could function, and now everything was coming back. The same pain of betrayal that she felt before was back with a vengeance, and it gripped her around the throat to a point where it felt like she couldn't breathe.
How could she have turned to another woman?
Rain asked herself as she stood up and let the water run over her head. It felt so soothing as the hot water trickled down her tense body, and she felt her muscles start to slowly relax. She loved Lark with every ounce of her being, and couldn't understand her indiscretions.
Why?
She asked herself, and then decided she didn't want to know. Just like that, she didn't want to know then. Why? Because it would only hurt her worse, and more pain was something she just didn't mean right now, or 6 months ago either. Maybe she should find out to get closure on this, so she could move on. But the thought of hearing the details of another woman making love to Lark nauseated her and gripped her heart like a vice. No, she didn't want to hear it. I guess I'll never have closure. Rain thought to herself as she finished showering and stepped out to dry herself off and start the day. She looked at herself in the mirror as she slipped the hair gel in her raven hair and asked, how do I gather the strength to get through this facade without having a breakdown? Discipline was the answer she came up with. Discipline. She repeated. Remember, they taught you that in the military and during your training with the Secret Service. So, remember it. Rain instructed herself as she combed her hair and slipped on a robe as she headed out for her clothes. Rain exited the bathroom to find Lark in the middle of her workout with Kim. She casually slipped past the open door into the bedroom, unnoticed by both of the women, and pulled out a pair of black jeans, which fitted her perfectly, a white t-shirt, and grabbed a black mid-thigh leather jacket to put it on when they left to conceal her weapon. She finished dressing and headed out of the room to where the table where Hazel had croissants, bagels, and muffins laid out with a freshly brewed African cinnamon-flavored coffee ready for her to savor. The coffee was a favorite, she thought, as a smile slipped on her face when the aroma met her.
Hazel, I have missed you beyond belief.
She replied with a smile after taking a sip of the tasty coffee. I missed you as well, Rain. Hazel answered with a smile and a loving pat to the back. I'm glad you're back. She answered, she leaned down and whispered in Rain's ear before she left the room.
I wish I was.
Rain thought to herself as she munched on a blueberry muffin, also one of her favorites. Lark, Kim, and Hazel entered the room as Rain looked over the day's itinerary she had written out.
Hello, sweetheart.
Lark replied sweetly with a smile as she leaned down and kissed Rain's cheek. Lark took an opportunity to admire what Rain was wearing.
Oh, she's so damn sexy. She drives me insane with her sexiness.
Lark thought to herself, admiring, as she gave Rain a lingering look, ever so wanting to take her into the bedroom and make mad passionate love to the sexy beast. Morning. Rain answered with a strange smile as she kept trying to keep from choking Lark from the kiss. Everyone sat down to eat and conversed in idle chit-chat as Rain pretended to study the itinerary, which she had memorized by heart so she wouldn't have to join in on the conversation when someone knocked on the door.
I'll get it,
Rain replied as she jumped out of her seat, seizing the opportunity to get away from the women, and rushed over to the door. She opened the door to find her brother Shane and her two nephews, Brandon and Cole, standing there, which surprised her.
I'm Rain!
They shouted excitedly as they both engulfed her in a hug, and she squatted down to greet them. Hey, how are my two favorite guys? She asked with a smile.
Great!
They both answered in unison.
Where's Arnie Lark?
They asked excitedly as they looked over Rain's shoulder for her.
Geez, what am I, chopped liver? You see me not even 2 seconds, you already want to see Lark.
Rain teased the two as Lark stepped into the room.
Arnie Lark!
They shouted as they released her hold on Rain and ran to her. Rain watched the greeting with an adoring smile as she remembered how much the boys loved Lark. They were brokenhearted over the breakup because of their closeness with her, and that's why she couldn't deny Lark's access to them. It wouldn't have been fair to the boys. Fortunately, her brother kept her whereabouts a secret, as he was asked to do so.
Hey, little sister.
Shane replied with a smile as he hugged her. It's good to see you, Shay. Rain answered as her brother held her tight, which she needed. Her brother felt her tension and held her longer.
It just got better, bro.
Rain answered as she reluctantly released her hug and smiled lovingly at her brother. Shane wasn't pleased with what Lark had done to his sister, but his wife, Holly, and him loved her like a sister, so it made it very difficult to push her out of their lives. The three made a deal that they would not discuss Rain when Lark would visit them, which suited everyone.
What brings you here?
Rain asked with confusion, as she glanced over at the boys who sat on Lark's lap, inundating her with question after question, which she sat patiently and answered each one. She loved the boys and didn't mind the questions at all.
Well, Lark called and asked us to stop by and see you. She explained everything that was going on.
Shane explained as the pair took a seat. Where's Holly? Rain asked with concern as to the whereabouts of her sister-in-law.
She wasn't feeling too well today, so she decided to stay in the condo to rest.
Is everything all right with the baby? Should we send someone over to be with her? Rain asked with worry about Holly, who was almost 8 months pregnant now.
Easy, Rain. She's fine. Her mother is there with her.
Shane answered reassuringly to get his sister to calm down.
Okay. I can't help that I'm protective of my niece and Holly.
Rain answered with a laugh in relief that Holly and the baby were fine.
Are you all out here on vacation or business?
Rain asked as Danielle entered the door.
Hey, Rain, did I hear there's a party in here?
She asked teasingly with a smile.
Morning, Danielle. This is my brother Shane and my two nephews, Brandon and Cole.
Rain answered as she conducted the introductions, knowing the boys paid no attention to them.
Nice to meet you, Shane.
Danielle replied with a smile as she shook his hand.
Same here.
Shane answered with a smile. Lark looked up to see Danielle having an animated conversation with Rain and Shane, which made her jealous. Hell, Danielle made her jealous from the moment she first saw her. The woman was beautiful with long blonde curls, hazel eyes, and a very toned body to die for. Lark thought to herself as she watched Detective Blunt, who stood entirely too close to Rain, which pissed her off. She didn't know for sure if Danielle and Rain had a relationship going on, other than just a friendship, but Danielle's body language would think they did. She thought to herself as jealousy mounted. Lark felt that she was moving in on her territory, her family, and she had no right to. But then again, what right did she have to think and feel that way, considering what she had done to Rain? She asked herself as she returned focus back to the boys.
Well, I'm gonna go grab something to eat before our other grubs get in there and take it all. Danielle replied with a laugh as she headed into the room. Lark's employees knew there was always welcome in a room at any time, which put forth a relaxed atmosphere. She constantly had her handlers around her all times, which worked out perfectly for Danielle's cover, so she could join the crowd and see if she could find out any information around them. Lark's agent and accountant were both out of town on business, which cut down on the craziness of the room. Shane lifted an eyebrow and smiled at Rain as Danielle passed him. Rain's blue eyes met his, and she laughed as she shook her head no to let her brother know they were only friends.
Just checking.
He answered with a cocky smile, much the same as the one Rain possessed.
Hey, Lark,
Shane replied as he approached the couch.
Hey, Shane. It's great to see you.
Lark answered with a smile as she leaned up to receive a kiss Shane was offering her. As many times as Lark saw the two of them together, she found it hard to believe they weren't twins. In fact, there was 2 years in age difference between the both of them, but they looked like identical twins. The same could be said for Rain's younger brother, Jace, and if you put the three of them together, they could be triplets. Lark thought to herself, but found Rain to be the best-looking of the three of them, obviously. Rain and her had discussed having children, and Lark wanted the child to possess Rain's striking features. In particular, those incredibly sexy blue eyes, much to Rain's protest, who wanted the children to have Lark's green eyes. But Lark went out. So they considered asking one of her brothers to be the sperm donor for when Lark was ready to conceive a child. Her heart raced every time she thought about having children with Rain. She wanted that more than ever as she watched Rain playing with Brandon by holding him upside down as they both laughed hysterically. Lark knew Rain's sexy smile was still there. It was just buried. And she knew calling Shane to come over would make Rain happy. She watched Rain's interaction with the boys and knew she would be a great mother. Lark wanted to give birth to the children for them because she loved Rain so much. She realized that dream of her and Rain having children together was just that, a dream. She screwed up the dream, her life and Rain's life, by what she had done, and wondered sadly if she could ever forgive herself for what she had done to Rain. No. She would never forgive herself, she thought as she snapped out of her thoughts by Cole, who kissed her cheek and hugged her. She smiled lovingly and looked down at him.
Thanks, sweetheart. What was that for?
Lark asked as she held them tight.
I forgot to thank you for taking us to see Star Wars, so I wanted to make sure I did.
He explained with a childlike wonderment about him.
You did thank me, but I don't mind your hugs and kisses at all.
Lark answered adoringly as she kissed and hugged him tighter. She was glad that the kids were in town for an extended stay, because she knew how excited they were to see Star Wars. Lark invited them as her dates to the premiere of the movie, which they absolutely loved, and had a fabulous time seeing all of the characters from the movie at the after-party. The three had their picture appear in People magazine, which they also got a big kick out of, Holly told Lark the last time they spoke to one another. Lark had only one wish, that Rain could have been with them. She thought about how much she adored the children and loved having them in her life. It gave her a sense of family, and she treasured every moment she had with them. She was an only child, and Lark knew she would never be an aunt, so she made sure she savored every moment with the boys. Lark was ecstatic when Holly and Shane asked her to be Cole's godmother. It meant the world to her and made her feel like she was part of their family, and as if she had a sibling of her own, which she so desired. Her parents loved her dearly and gave her anything she desired, except siblings. So she grew up lonely, and that's why it was important to her when Rain's family made her feel like she was part of theirs.
Hey, did you see Hazel yet? I know she had some really good pastries.
Lark asked Cole. She watched his eyes widen at the mention of pastries.
I'm on it!
He answered with a laugh as he climbed off her lap and scrambled into the room to join his father, who has made his way in to find the tasty morsels also. Lark watched adoringly as Brandon and Rain lay on the floor talking.
Honey, Rain, are we going fishing soon?
He asked as he stretched out on his side, facing Rain. His head popped up on his hand, just like Rain.
Don't we always go on a big fishing trip every summer?
Rain asked her godson with a smile.
Yes, but I want to go soon. Will Annie Lark be going with us?
He asked decidedly as they both glanced over to Lark. Lark smiled and her breath escaped her as two sets of piercing blue eyes stared at her.
We'll see, sweetheart.
Lark answered as she caught her breath, unsure of what she should say. Brandon looked at Rain and they began to laugh.
She hates fishing because she doesn't like to get her hands smelly.
Brandon teased as they both laughed harder.
Hey, you better behave, young man.
Lark teased as she crawled on the floor and began to tickle him. Rain watched the pair and was amazed at how well they got along. Lark, he's a wimp. Look, he's already turning blue. Rain teased as Lark stopped tickling him and helped him to stand up to catch his breath.
You okay?
She asked with concern as she checked him over and looked into his gorgeous blue eyes, the same features she loved so much about Rain.
I'm fine, babe.
He answered with cockiness as Rain and Lark laughed.
I think you've been around Auntie Rain a little too much.
Lark laughed and gained Rain a sideways glance.
Nah, not enough. He would have been worse if he was around me. That must be from his daddy.
Rain laughed as she sat up next to Lark, who thoroughly enjoyed the closeness.
Auntie Lark, why don't you live with Auntie Rain? She loves you, don't you know?
Lark was taken back by his statement and wondered if Rain had mentioned that she still loved her in front of the kids. Rain looked down at the ground in disbelief at the child's honesty.
Damn.
It's not bad enough that Lark is desperately trying to rekindle our relationship. Now my nephew is in on it. Rain thought to herself.
Is that so, Brandon?
Lark asked as she glanced at Rain to see a reaction of disbelief, then back to him.
Uh-huh.
He answered with a shake of his head, yes.
Oh, Auntie Lark, I don't want you to go away again. I love you.
Brandon sighed with a sadness as he hugged her tightly. Rain looked at Lark, who had tears streaming down her face. Hey, buddy. Auntie Lark will always be here for you. She answered reassuringly and tousled his dark hair as Lark wiped the tears from her eyes.
Why don't you go make sure your brother isn't eating all of the goodies?
Rain instructed him so Lark could collect her emotions away from him.
Okay!
He exclaimed as he broke the hide and ran into the room. Rain reached to put her hand on Lark's back to comfort her, but pulled back. Instead, she stood up and put her hand out to help Lark up, who took the assistance provided gladly. Lark locked cloudy green eyes with blues.
I'm sorry I got so emotional. It's just that his comment meant a lot, but it also hurt, too.
Lark answered with sadness as she wiped more tears away.
Yeah, well, you have to face the consequences for your actions, Lark. It should hurt because I wasn't the only person you devastated.
Rain answered coldly as she joined everyone in the other room. Lark fought to keep the tears that formed in her eyes from falling. Rain didn't have one kind word for her, and it hurt down to the core of her being. She understood Rain's feelings towards her, and would probably be the same way if the tables were turned, but it was the hardest thing in her life to have to go through. Lark thought to herself as she slipped into the bedroom unnoticed to dress for the day's activities. Lark found it very difficult to watch the love of her life walk away from her, not to mention seeing the pain, hurt, and betrayal Rain possessed in her blue eyes when she walked into the bedroom and saw her with another woman. It was definitely hard, but this was worse, knowing that that person you love dearly and who is standing before you wants nothing to do with you except to be out of your life. Lark could no longer hold her tears back and let them fall. She felt sorry for herself, and she knew she had no right to. Lark saw a spark of hope in Rain's devastating, gorgeous blue eyes and refused to give up hope no matter how bitingly harsh Rain was to her. Lark finished dressing and headed out to join the rest of the crowd, trying to keep up the stoic facade, despite her sadness.
We should be going, Lark.
Rain replied as she hugged and kissed the boys, then her brother.
Yes, we don't want to be late.
Lark answered with a strained smile, as she hugged and kissed the boys goodbye also.
Shay, tell Holly I'm sorry I didn't get to see her, and I hope she feels better.
Rain replied as everyone walked towards the door.
I sure will. She'll appreciate your thoughts. Hang in there, Ray, and don't give up hope. There was a reason the fates put you two back in each other's lives. So take a long look at what you had before, and don't be so quick to push that aside. Maybe you'll find that what you had before was so wonderful that it will allow you to forgive her for indiscretions.
Shane informed his sister as he hugged her again.
I don't know about that, bro. I think it's a dead issue.
Rain answered as she glanced over to Lark, then back to her brother. It was hard for her to look at Lark without seeing the image of her that night with another woman. The thought of the other woman touching Lark made Rain's skin crawl. She thought to herself, with a shiver at the thought.
Give it a chance, and really look into your heart for your true feelings. I really hate to see you unhappy, Goony Bird, and whether you want to admit it or not, I can see in your eyes that you still love her.
He answered with a smile as he patted her on the back. I'll consider it. And you knock off the Goony Bird thing. You know I hated it when you called me that as a little kid. Rain answered, teasing me.
That's why we continue to call you that. Just to piss you off.
He answered with a laugh, as he left the hotel suite with a little boy on each side of him holding his hands. Rain watched them leave and was stunned by what her brother had said to her. She was startled by the hand that touched her arm. She quickly turned her head to find Danielle standing next to her.
Are you okay, Rain?
She asked with concern as she gazed into Rain's confused blue eyes.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Rain answered, nodding her head in agreement.
Okay, you look like something was bothering you. I'll meet you both out in front in a couple of minutes.
Danielle answered as she walked past Rain out the door.
Yeah, okay.
Rain stammered as she was still shook up by what her brother had said to her, as she walked back into the suite to grab a briefcase. She wondered if he saw something she just didn't see in herself. Rain looked at Lark, who gathered her own belongings, and had to admit she was a beautiful woman, who still excited her. She had a beautiful smile that made her heart skip a beat, and green eyes that made her heart melt when she looked into them. But Rain just couldn't get past what she did to her, and she felt nothing but hate for the woman.
Lark, let's get going.
Rain replied sternly, blocking her previous thoughts out of her mind, and replaced them with disdain. Lark sighed disappointedly and followed Rain out the door. They made their way to the elevator and waited for the door to open in silence. As much as Rain hated to have to do it, she knew she needed to thank Lark for her calling her family for a visit. She really needed it, and their visit lifted her spirits. Rain looked down at the ground.
Thanks for calling my family over for a visit. It was a very nice gesture.
Rain replied and took in a deep breath.
There, that's out of the way.
She thought to herself, relieved, as the elevator's door opened and they stepped out.
I'm glad I can make you happy. I've missed your beautiful smile.
Lark answered as she looked at Rain, who hit the buttons on the elevator.
Why does she have to go there? She acts as if I'm one that just walked out of the relationship and she had nothing to do with the end of it. She is in some serious denial.
Rain thought to herself as she pulled her gun out and checked her ammunition supply.
She was the fucking cause of it ending, and she just doesn't get it.
Rain thought to herself as she tucked her gun back in her holster and turned to look Lark with fiery blue eyes.
Lark, you're the cause of my unhappiness. You weren't concerned with my happiness before, so why do it now?
She snapped with anger in her voice. Because I want to make it up to you, and I feel terribly guilty.
Lark answered through cloudy green eyes.
You are unbelievable, Lark!
Rain snapped angrily.
Do you really think you can make up for what you did by bringing my family over for a visit? You're incredible! You should feel guilty for what you did to me!
Rain answered with fire in her eyes as the veins in her neck stuck out from her hot temper.
You're right, Rain. I can't make up for it, but I would like to try to.
Lark answered as the elevator doors opened and they stepped out, heading towards the lobby to the limo.
Don't bother!
Rain snapped into response as they climbed into the limo.
Rain, please!
Lark pleaded.
Lark, don't talk to me! I don't want to hear anything from you!
Rain snapped as she opened the window and handed Danielle the directions to the autograph session Lark was required to attend. Lark sat and quietly reflected as she looked out the window.
I've got to figure some way to break through that exterior and get her past all that hate.
She thought to herself as she felt Rain shift back in the seat and glanced over to her.
Don't do it, Lark. Not one word.
Rain demanded as she looked at her paperwork, knowing Lark was about ready to talk to her.
She's a persistent and a pain in the ass. I have to give her that much. But then again, that's the reason she fell in love with her in the first place.
Rain thought to herself. She remembered how persistent Lark was in her pursuit of her date with her.
She wasn't so persistent as she was.
Rain would never have agreed to a date, and they would not have fallen in love with her. But then again, she wouldn't have broken my heart like she did.
What a catch-22 situation.
Rain thought to herself and shook her head in disbelief as her anger welled in the pit of her stomach at the thought of Lark's betrayal. She wished she could put it past her and move on. Actually, she had done just that until she got this bogus assignment.
What a cruel freaking joke this was.
Rain thought and rubbed her forehead to alleviate the pain from a wicked headache. They reached her destination for Lark's autograph session, which lasted the remainder of the day. Lark was very accommodating to her fans and loved to personalize her autographs, which took her much longer than other stars who usually zip through the lines. Mark was finishing up the autograph line, much to Rain's delight, who sat next to her and handed her the pictures the fans wanted autographed, as a fan approached and excitedly asked Lark,
"Would you mind if I took a picture with Rain, and then with the both of you?"
Lark smiled, knowing Rain was going to hate having a picture taken with the fan, because it embarrassed her, and Lark looked at Rain, who had an obvious look of displeasure from the look she was giving Lark.
"I'm sure she would love to, but you don't need my permission. Ask her yourself."
Lark answered with a smile, as she looked up at the fan and then began to autograph the picture she handed her.
"May I, Rain?"
she asked with a smile as Rain strained out an embarrassed smile.
"Now that Lark gave her seal of approval, I suppose I could do it."
Rain answered with disdain from the request, but tried to be pleasant, and she didn't want to miss an opportunity to needle Lark with her comment.
"Oh, excellent!"
she exclaimed as she sat on Rain's lap, much to Rain's surprise as her friend snapped the picture of them. Lark laughed inwardly, knowing Rain hated the limelight for herself. She was content to hang in the shadows as she fulfilled her celebrity duties of pictures and autographs. Rain had been approached by many for a picture and autograph, which unnerved her. She couldn't understand why someone would want that from her. She told Lark, who in return told her that it's because she's gorgeous, and there was no sense not to show the world her beauty. Lark remembered telling her she could be a star, and Rain had been asked and offered many acting and modeling jobs by agents. Not to mention Lark tried to get her to do it, but Rain refused, saying that it wasn't her bag. She was content with the job she had with the Secret Service.
"Okay, now with you both,"
the fan replied, as Lark leaned closer to fit in the picture with the girl's friend taking the picture.
"Thank you so much,"
the girl answered excitedly, as she stood up from Rain's lap and moved along off the stage. Lark looked at Rain, who had an embarrassed look on her face, and she began to laugh as she took the next picture to be autographed from Rain.
"What?"
Rain asked sternly with confusion as to Lark what was laughing at.
"You're embarrassed,"
Lark teased with a laugh as she autographed the picture while fans took her picture.
"I am not,"
Rain stammered, trying to keep up her stoic image to conceal her embarrassment.
"You're too,"
Lark answered with a hearty laugh.
"And you're blushing too."
Rain couldn't contain it any longer and began to laugh too.
"I guess I am, huh? That was a very strange request for me to take a picture,"
Rain answered with a laugh.
"Not really. People used to ask me if they could do that all the time. You're gorgeous and they know it. They can't help but want a picture with you. And she was a lucky woman to get to sit in your lap."
Lark answered with a laugh and a wiggle of her eyebrows.
"Yes, she was, wasn't she?"
Rain answered cockily and realized she was actually having a civil conversation with Lark and put her wall back up because she wasn't about to let Lark off the hook that easily.
"Jealous?"
Rain snapped sarcastically as she stood up after the last fan passed her by, and she walked over to Danielle to let her know they would be leaving soon.
"Yes, I am,"
Lark whispered sadly out of earshot of Rain as she stood up and thanked the people who arranged the autograph session. She took pictures with each of them and posted pictures for fans who stayed later. Danielle left to get the limo to meet them at the exit Rain chose. Rain walked over to get Lark, moving to the next scheduled appearance at a movie premiere.
"Lark, we're running behind. We need to get moving,"
Rain replied as she interrupted her conversation.
"Okay,"
Lark answered as she turned to Rain and then back.
"I'm sorry, I can't stay any longer,"
Lark informed the staff with regret of having to leave so soon.
"Thank you so much for coming, Miss Morgan,"
the appreciative staffer replied.
"Kiss asses,"
Rain thought to herself as she watched them falling all over Lark. "That's why I never wanted to get involved in the business. Way too many butt sniffers," Rain thought to herself.
"Anytime,"
Lark answered with a smile. Then Rain read as her butt sniffer smile, indicating Lark was thinking the same thing as Rain. They had made a joke of smiles one night, and named certain ones, and the one Lark just gave was the butt sniffer one for sure. Rain chuckles as they walked away, knowing that Lark could give a friendly smile, but Inanu was telling them they were a bunch of kiss asses, which she hated.
"What?"
Lark asked as he approached the door and wondered what Rain was looking at her.
"I was just laughing at the butt sniffer smile you gave her."
"Noticed that, did you?"
"It was very obvious,"
Rain answered as she opened the door to the limo for Lark.
"Let's hope it wasn't to them,"
Lark answered with a laugh as she climbed into the limo. The ride was quiet as Rain studied the contingency plan as to what exits to use to get Lark in and out safely. She didn't like the idea that Lark had to enter in the front, but they wanted the stars to walk the red carpet for publicity purposes. Rain checked periodically to make sure they weren't being followed. She grew more anxious as she stood about having to walk up the red carpet with Lark. It unnerved her to think about how they could be inundated by screaming fans and popping flashbulbs. She learned early on to wear sunglasses to cut down on the popping flashbulbs, or else your eyesight was gone for a while. Her hands became clammy, and she nervously wiped them off repeatedly on her jeans as they drew closer to the theater. Lark knew Rain absolutely hated this and put her hands on hers to calm her. Rain looked at Lark surprised and pulled her hand away quickly.
I'm sorry. You looked nervous and I thought it would help to calm you down. It's just a habit, I guess.
Lark apologetically answered. Your touch used to do that, Lark, but now it makes my skin crawl.
Rain answered back with agitation. As the limo stopped and she jumped out after Danielle opened the door to wait for Lark to step out.
Rain put her hand out to help her exit the limo, and Lark looked up at her.
Don't bother. I wouldn't want to make your skin crawl.
Lark replied with sarcasm and anger as she exited the limo to a deafening roar from her fans.
Touché.
Rain whispered with a sneer on her face as Lark passed her and gave her a sideways glance to let her know she was not at all pleased with her. Lark walked close to the crowd to pose for pictures, and Rain moved in behind her, placing her hand on her waist to guide her away from the crowd.
Not too close. You don't know who might be waiting.
Rain whispered in her ear with a fake smile for the cameras and guarded her arm around Lark's waist. Lark smiled to hide her anger at Rain as they walked into the building. They were escorted to their seats for the premiere in time for the start of the movie. The movie finished and they headed into the premiere party, with Lark holding Rain's hand, leading her to the table to be seated.
You really love this charade, don't you?
Rain asked as she leaned close to Lark and whispered angrily into her ear, which drove Lark's nuts. The closeness in her silky voice in her ear, no matter how angry it sounded, sent her fire blazing as she tried to calm her racing heart.
I'm reveling in it. Wouldn't you if you were in my place?
Lark answered sarcastically, and she grew tired of Rain's attitude once the desire wore off of her.
I would have thought you might have a little bit more consideration for my feelings, seeing as you were all the cause of my hate and unhappiness.
Rain snapped back with a whisper, so others wouldn't hear it.
Oh, but stupid me to have that thought, because you had to be more considerate of my feelings before we would be happily married by now.
Rain answered with anger as she left the table and headed to the bar.
Jack and Coke! Make it a double!
Rain ordered with anger for what Lark had said to her.
Chew on that one, Lark.
Rain thought to herself as she sipped the strong, tasty beverage, enjoying every minute of her drink. The whiskey burned on its way down, but it sure tasted good and calmed her nerves. Lark sat solemnly and stunned as she thought about what Rain had just said to her.
Did Rain really mean what she said about being married?
She asked herself as she thought back to their discussion about marriage, but have never finalized plans to actually do it. Lark wanted to be married to Rain and wanted children with her, but she got the feeling that Rain wasn't ready for the marriage commitment at that time and wondered if Rain had just said that to hurt her.
That's right, Lark. I meant it.
Rain thought to herself with a smirk on her face as her anger welled in the pit of her stomach along with the Jack Daniels that hit it like a firebomb. She thought about how nice she had intended to ask Lark to marry her. When they had their discussion on marriage, she had been evasive because she intended to ask her on their anniversary. Rain had already purchased a ring she wanted to give her long before their discussion took place, and it took every bit of self-control she could muster to save the surprise until their anniversary. That surprise was never to be revealed the night of their anniversary, when Rain found Lark in the arms of another, in their bed, no less. Rain thought with anger at the Mary, which disgusted her. She didn't know why she kept the ring, but she still had it. Maybe she kept it to remind herself to never give her heart to another like that again. Rain thought as she drained the drink and set the empty glass down on the bar.
Ready for another?
The bartender asked as he picked up the empty glass.
No, but thanks.
Rain answered as she turned back around to an even worse nightmare as it was approaching her.
It was Sal,
a balding, flamboyant, chubby, jovial agent who constantly hounded her to let him represent her.
Damn.
She thought as she looked for an escape, but she was cornered and had nowhere to run.
Rain, darling, he drawled flamboyantly. Don't you run from me, you sexy beast,
he excitedly replied, while pointing at her with his moderately feminine voice.
Hello, Sal.
Rain answered with agitation, because she was in no mood to deal with him right now.
Oh, you look so sexy, sugar. Please let me represent you for a modeling job,
he responded as he looked her over with delight.
If I didn't love Mint so much, I would have to fight Lark for you.
He replied with a laugh, along with his feminine gestures of wisping a limp wrist around to make the point. like I would have anything to do with this guy if I was interested in the male species. Tom Cruise? Yes. Sal? No way. Rain thought to herself with disgust at the thought of it. Sal, we go through this all the time. I'm not interested. Rain answered with mounting agitation along with a splitting headache. She considered downing the entire bottle of Jack Daniels to put herself out of her misery.
Come on, it's for charity, please.
He answered with a smile, hoping she could do it.
What charity?
Rain asked, slightly defeated, and not believing she was actually considered doing it.
For HIV/AIDS research. A very prominent gay lesbian magazine is donating proceeds for next issue for the charity. We have other stars lined up for the magazine shoot as well, and you would be a fabulous addition.
He smiled with delight at the thought of her modeling for it, and for him being able to represent her. Many people in the entertainment world had tried to land Rain as a client, because they knew she would make a killing modeling or acting, and he wanted to be the one to do it, what everyone else couldn't, get Rain Donovan as their client.
What's in it for you?
Rain asked skeptically.
Just to be able to represent you in this in any future assignment.
He answered in a hopeful smile that she would agree to do it. Rain thought about it and figured it wouldn't hurt to do considering it was for a good cause.
Okay, I'll do it.
She reluctantly answered, much to Sal's delight.
Oh, fantastic!
He exclaimed with joy as he hugged her happily and repeatedly.
Yeah, yeah, when do I have to do this thing?
Rain asked with embarrassment from his excitement.
Tomorrow at noon,
he answered with a sly grin.
Man, you work fast, dude.
Rain answered with a shock at this time frame as he laughed and wrote down the address for where the photo shoot would take place.
Lark, it's good to see you.
Ellen replied happily as she hugged her.
Hey, Ellen. How are you?
Lark answered with a strange smile, still hurting from Rain's comment.
I'm doing great. I'm really happy to hear that you and Rain are back together. Where is she anyway?
Ellen asked as she looked around the room but didn't see Rain.
Cornered at the bar.
Lark answered with a laugh as she motioned with a hand where Rain was located.
Oh, jeez, Lark. How could you not get away from that little scam artist?
Ellen asked with a laugh, feeling sorry for Rain.
She can handle herself.
Lark answered with a laugh, hoping she was miserable talking with the man.
She is looking so good, Lark.
Ellen observed with obvious enjoyment at what she saw as she watched her interact with Sal.
You're one lucky woman, Lark. I don't know what I would do if I got to look to those sexy blue eyes every day and be held in those strong arms, not to mention the sexy lips pressed against mine. I just don't know if my heart would allow that much excitement.
She answered as they both stared at Rain. Lark's mouth watered, her heart raced, and a warmth spread across the body at Ellen's description of Rain. She desperately wanted those strong arms wrapped around her, and absolutely needed to feel those lips against her own, to taste Rain.
Well, Ellen, a woman's got to do what a woman's got to do, and some of us are more fortunate than others. I'll catch you later.
Lark answered with a laugh. She quickly walked over to Rain, desperate to be near the tall, dark, and gorgeous woman, as her desire for her mounted. Lark finally made it to the pair, and could tell Rain was growing more agitated with Sal.
Hey, Sal. I'm going to steal Rain from you.
Lark replied with a smile as she grabbed Rain's hand and led her out on the dance floor. Rain's touch sent a rush of electricity straight to Lark's center. She inhaled deeply to calm her pounding heart.
Okay, good to see you, Lark, and I'll see you tomorrow, Rain!
He shouted as the pair briskly moved away from him. Rain was happy to get away from him, but she went from one frying pan to the other. At least this one was better looking, she thought to herself as they began to dance. The song changed to a sultry Latin song, Bailamos, by Enrique Iglesias, a song that Rain absolutely loved.
Great song,
she replied as the rhythm consumed her, and she drew Lark into her arms and began a slow salsa dance with her. Lark's breath escaped her as she met sexy blue eyes and felt Rain's body move sensually against her own. Her legs felt weak, and she was lucky Rain had a tight hold on her as they danced, or she would have been a heap on the floor. Her body temperature rose as Rain stared into her green eyes and sexily guided both of bodies through the sultry dance.
Oh, she is so beautiful and exudes sex appeal. She captivates everyone when she steps into a room with her sexy confidence.
Lark thought to herself as her heart raced faster when Rain spun her around and drew her back in close to her body as her eyes met in a stare once again. A lump formed in Lark's throat as her arousal mounted.
Oh, please kiss me,
she thought, and hoped Rain would plant those sexy lips on her own.
This is driving me nuts,
Lark thought to herself, and felt weak at the knees again as Rain began to sing the chorus to the song. Rain caught the weak-kneed woman and pulled her back up close to her, and flashed a sexy, cocky smile, knowing she was driving Lark nuts with the dance.
She's beautiful. I can't deny that. But I can deny her trying to weasel herself back into my life, as if nothing happened.
Rain thought to herself, as they continued with their sultry dance.
I want her so bad I can taste her,
Lark thought as she stared deep into her blue eyes and lost herself in them.
Kiss me, Rain,
Lark whispered seductively, and moved up to meet Rain's lips that never met hers. Rain leaned her head back to avoid Lark's advances, with bewilderment as to what Lark was doing.
Why would I do that, Lark?
Rain asked with agitation and a scrunched her face at the absurdity of Lark's request. Lark was snapped out of her trance and swallowed hard as she blinked her eyes repeatedly, to refocus her thoughts on something other than those blue eyes. She quickly glanced side to side and looked back up into those sultry blue eyes and replied,
Because people are watching us, and I thought maybe you would want to.
Lark answered with a smile, hoping she would capture her lips and devour them with her own. Her mouth watered with desire and anticipation to be kissed by her sexy ex-lover. Rain laughed.
Are you whacked? I could care less who is watching us, and I really don't want to kiss you, Lark.
Rain answered with obvious agitation and wanted to change the subject.
Why don't you want to kiss me, Rain? Are you afraid you might feel something other than hate for me?
Lark asked with agitation and heard in her voice at the turn of the mood of Rain.
You are whacked, woman,
Rain answered with a laugh, shook her head in disbelief.
By the way, I'm positive I wouldn't feel a thing.
Rain answered arrogantly, with a smug look on her face as she looked down at the shorter woman.
Let's see, then.
Lark answered in a whisper as she leaned up and pressed her lips against Rain as a photographer snapped their pictures. Lark's heart raced and a warmth swept over from the kiss.
Damn photographers! They're friggin' everywhere!
Rain thought to herself with agitation at the intrusion as she broke the kiss and looked down at Lark and waited for her to open her eyes.
Well?
Lark asked dreamily as she was still caught up in the sensualness of the kiss.
Nothing.
Rain answered with a look of agitation and boredom.
Let me try again.
Lark answered seductively as she once again pressed her lips against Rain's, slipping her tongue past her lips for a deep, soul-searing kiss. Lark broke the kiss and looked up at Rain.
Now tell me you didn't feel something wonderful.
Lark answered assuredly as she felt the undeniable passion from their shared kiss.
No, I felt disgusted, actually.
Rain answered with a lie. She had never felt such a kiss filled with so much love and caring from Lark that rocked her world like never before, but she was not about to go down that road again with Lark. She devastated her once already, which was more than enough for one person in their lifetime, and she couldn't put herself through that again.
You're such an ass face!
Lark shouted at Rain, as her admission felt like an arrow straight through her heart. She began to cry and rushed off the crowded dance floor, leaving the very embarrassed and regretful Rain standing in her shadows.
Damn it!
Rain admonished herself, regretting what she said to Lark, and headed through the crowded dance floor to find Lark with no luck. Rain made it off the dance floor and bumped into Sal again.
What did you say to Lark? She's very upset,
he asked with concern and agitation.
Which way did she go?
Rain asked with anger, discarding his question as she looked around for her, with no avail.
She went up the back door,
he answered as he pointed to the door.
No!
Rain responded with anger and concern as she ran towards the door with urgency. She had a tightness in her chest and a bad feeling in the pit of her stomach as she approached the door.
What the hell is she thinking going outside without me?
Rain thought to herself as she burst through the door to find two men holding Lark as she struggled to break free while they were pulling her towards their car.
Lark!
Rain shouted with anxiety and fear.
Part 3.
Rain's adrenaline pumped and her heart raced as she ran towards the trio who held Lark. She tackled one assailant at full speed, knocking everyone to the ground. Rain head-butted him, knocking him out cold, and backflipped off the man to take care of the other assailant, who still held Lark. Rain swung her leg around and kicked him in the face as he attempted to stand, sending him back to the ground in a heap. Rain rushed to Lark's side, who lay on the ground crying hysterically.
Are you okay?
Rain asked as she knelt beside her.
Come on, I'll help you up.
Rain told her as she took Lark's hand and felt her trembling uncontrollably.
Rain!
Lark cried with fear in her voice, as she moved closer to Rain and cried harder.
Hey, it's okay, baby, I'm here.
Rain answered compassionately, as she gathered Lark into her arms to calm her down. Lark wrapped her arms around Rain's neck tightly, burying her face into her neck as she continued to cry. Rain hated what Lark cried. It broke her heart every time.
Come on now, calm down, I've got you. You're going to be okay, Lark.
Rain whispered reassuringly in her ear as she stood up with Lark in her arms. Rain reached into her pocket to grab a phone and struggled to hold Lark as she turned the phone on. She was finally able to turn the phone on and hit speed dial to contact Danielle.
Where the fuck are you?
She shouted angrily into the phone.
We're at exit 3, where we're supposed to be. Get back here, I've got two assailants out cold waiting to be cuffed.
She shouted as she clicked the phone off. Rain noticed one of the assailants waking up, and she walked over to reacquaint him with the bottom of her foot, assuring he would be fast asleep once again, as the limo screeched to a halt in front of her.
What the hell happened?
Danielle asked as she rushed out of the limo, pulling her handcuffs out.
She was attacked. What the hell were you doing?
Rain asked with agitation as she watched Danielle handcuff one of the assailants.
I was at the exit that was on the paper I got at breakfast this morning,
Danielle informed her.
Well, it was the wrong one, Danielle.
Rain shouted with agitation. She walked over to the limo and put a slightly calm Lark into it.
No, please don't let me go. I'm terrified, Rain.
Lark pleaded as she cried harder and clutched at her tighter.
Okay, just settle down. It's going to be all right, Lark. I promise.
Rain answered softly. She tried to calm the hysterical actress down while she sat inside the limo with Lark still clinging tightly onto her. Rain called in backup to pick up the suspects as Danielle finished handcuffing them. Within minutes, backup arrived and escorted the men off for interrogation. Lark had fallen asleep, much to Rain's delight. The crying finally stopped as Lark kept her tight hold on Rain. Rain still cared for Lark. She knew that as she held her in her arms. As much as she hated what Lark had done to her, she didn't want to see her physically harmed, she thought as they pulled up to the entrance of the hotel.
Lark.
Hey. Rain whispered to wake Lark as she brushed her long blonde hair off her face and noticed a sleepy green eyes look at her.
We're at the hotel.
Rain informed her as Lark moved off Rain's lap.
I'm sorry, Rain.
Lark answered nervously. She ran her fingers through her long hair and pulled it off her face.
It's okay. Come on.
Rain answered caringly. She took Lark's hand to help her out of the limo.
Rain, I'll brief you later. I'm heading off to the interrogation to find out what's going on.
Danielle informed her.
Yeah, let me know what happens.
Rain answered with a slight smile as the pair headed up to the suite. Rain had instructed Lark's staff that everyone was to leave the hotel with them before, decreasing the risk of bugs being planted while they were gone. The hotel staff was informed that the suite would be cleaned when they were present also. There was no need to do a sweep for bugs every time they entered the room. Rain unlocked the door and turned on the light to see Lark looked a mess from crying.
You okay?
She asked with concern.
No, I'm not okay. I was nearly kidnapped tonight because of you,
she answered with anger.
Because of me?
Rain asked with anger and disbelief as she pointed herself.
You're blaming me for this?
Rain asked with mounting agitation.
Yes, you didn't need to say what you did, Rain, and for being an ass face.
Incredible, Lark. You're to blame for everything that has happened between us.
Rain shouted with anger as she moved closer.
I'm here to help you despite the fact that I hate being here. And now you want to blame me for this? I don't think so!
Rain shouted back with fire blue eyes.
You hate being around me that much!
Lark asked with anger as tears filled her green eyes.
More than you would ever want to know, Lark!
Rain shouted as Lark's hand swung around to slap her in the face, but was stopped as the other hand had attempted to do the same.
What do you want from me, Lark?
Rain asked in a raised voice as she held her wrist and pulled her closer. Blue eyes met with green, and the desire for one another was evident. Rain was pissed at Lark, but she wanted nothing more than to take her right there and then. She was hot for her, and this latest argument excited her for some reason.
Is this what you want?
Rain shouted as she pressed her lips against Lark's and aggressively explored her mouth with her tongue.
Or is this what you want?
She asked through the kiss as she slammed her against the wall and deepened the kiss. Lark's passion mounted and her heart pounded through her chest. It was exactly what she wanted, to have her sexy lover's lips and body pressed against her. Rain's excitement heightened, and she wanted to take her right there and then, as she would continue the deep, moist kiss. It had been a long time since she had sex, and that's just what she wanted.
Sex. Just sex, as she told herself. Nothing more. Rain let go of Lark's arms that were pinned above her head and ripped open the front of her blouse to find two perky breasts already hard and nipples ripe for the taking. She groped both breasts roughly as she sank her teeth into Lark's neck, sending a rush of desire straight to Lark's center. Her gentle and caring lover was replaced by a rough, aggressive lover, which scared her, yet excited her. Maybe it was excited her because it was Rain back in her arms again, she wondered, as she wished for her caring, attentive lover was back. She wasn't going to complain now that Rain was pressed against her. Rain ran her tongue down Lark's chest to carry an erect nipple in her mouth and began to suck the hard nipple as she pinched her other nipple between her fingers, sending waves of pleasure throughout Lark. Her breathing increased as she ran her fingers through Rain's raven hair, as Rain moved her mouth to the other breast to work her magic with that one, which was eager for her to pay it attention.
"I feel so good, Rain,"
she moaned as she watched her attractive lover suck her breast. She loved to look at her dark features and how sexy Rain's mouth looked wrapped around her breast, not to mention how incredible it felt to have her there, she thought as her body burned with desire. Rain slipped her hand up under Lark's skirt, moving it to her firm backside. As she expected by Rain, Lark wore a thong, making it easier for Rain to slide her hand under the material in her quest to find a moist opening to insert her finger. Rain's tongue worked its way back up to Lark's neck, stopping in her mouth for a deep, moist kiss as her finger found the slick opening and slipped inside as Lark gasped in delight at the penetration. Lark wrapped her legs around Rain's waist, who walked towards the bed as she continued her kiss. Rain slid her finger in and out of Lark's moist opening, which wrapped snugly around her fingers as she approached the bed. Lark sank her fingernails into Rain's back, encouraging her to penetrate her deeper.
"Oh, Rain, you make me feel so good,"
Lark moaned through their kiss. Rain laid Lark back on the bed, never breaking the kiss, and slid her finger out of her as she positioned Lark where she wanted her. Once in position, Rain slipped Lark's thong off, along with her skirt, as she lightly nibbled on her erect nipple. Lark pulled Rain's shirt up over her head until she removed it along with her sports bra. Once Lark was naked, Rain pushed two fingers inside the tight, wet opening and lay on top of Lark, straddling her thigh. Rain kicked her shoes off as she moved her fingers almost out of Lark and slid them back deep inside her.
"I'm so damn turned on. I want to devour her so bad,"
she thought as her passion and wetness increased.
"Oh, Rain!"
Lark exclaimed in pleasure. Rain's aggressiveness was rough, but it felt, oh, so good. Lark thought to herself and knew she could deal with it as long as it was Rain inside of her. Rain was turned on beyond belief, and Lark was just what she needed to satisfy her months of pent-up sexual frustration. She didn't want to take the time to make love. She just wanted sex. She wanted satisfaction in a hurry, she thought to herself, and her heart raced faster at the thought of achieving her goal. Rain sat up and continued to finger Lark's sex as she unbuttoned her pants and then unzipped them with Lark's help. Lark pushed her pants down her hips to her legs, and Rain lay back down on Lark and wiggled out of her pants using her opposite leg to remove them. It was quite a feat, but she finally achieved a goal. After all, she does have many skills. Lark's hands roamed Rain's muscular, sexy, sweaty body as she nibbled on her neck and moved her hips faster to match Rain's rhythm with her fingers in and out of Lark's slick opening. She was in heaven from what Rain was doing to her as her arousal peaked and she felt Rain spread her folds, pressing her hot, wet sex against her thigh.
"Oh, baby, you feel so good,"
Lark whispered in Rain's ear as she felt Rain's wetness on her thigh. Rain sucked on her hard nipple and stroked her sex against Lark's leg. Lark could hear Rain's labored breathing and put her hands on Rain's backside, squeezing it, which excited Rain even more.
"It feels so good,"
Rain thought as she felt Lark's thigh against her hard clit. The movement was satisfying her urge to release her sexual tension. She moved her mouth to Lark's neck and began to lightly bite her neck. Rain took Lark's free hand and guided it down between her legs.
"Touch me,"
she whispered before biting down hard on her neck and driving her fingers deep inside of Lark, who gasped out loud, moving her hips faster as she felt her climax drawing near. Lark rang her fingers against Rain's slick, hot, and hard clit as she moved her hips in rhythm with Lark's ministrations.
Oh, Rain, I can't hold it anymore. I'm gonna come!
Lark moaned, cueing Rain to thrust her fingers in and out of her faster as a thumb massaged her swollen nub while the first wave of her climax began. Rain's sex was on fire, and her climax began as she pressed her sex against Lark's hand and stroked her hips faster to reach her orgasm. Rain felt Lark's opening tightening and knew her release was near as she sank her teeth into Lark's neck again, feeling her sweet nectar release.
Oh! Rain! Baby! Yes! Yes!
Lark yelled as one orgasm after another racked her body.
Oh, Rain! I want to feel your orgasm!
Lark moaned as she felt Rain's hot, labored breath against her neck as her orgasm released, sending another shuddering wave of orgasm through her own body. Rain gasped through her breath as she removed Lark's hand from her sex, leaving her swollen nub throbbing against Lark's thigh. Rain laid her head down on the pillow next to Lark's neck, spent, and tried to catch her breath as she slowly removed her fingers from Lark's opening.
Oh, Rain!
Lark moaned as another wave of her orgasm released, and she tilted her head back in pleasure as Rain pressed her hand against her pulsating nub to calm its passion. Lark wrapped her arms round Rain tightly and kissed her shoulder as their breathing calmed to a steady rhythm.
Oh, Rain, I love you so much,
Lark declared as she held her tighter and turned to look at Rain, who quickly closed her eyes to pretend like she was asleep. Lark reveled in the wonderful feeling of having her love wrapped tightly in her arms. She felt the beat of Rain's heart against her own, and she knew this is exactly where she belonged. She thought about how ecstatic she was that Rain was back as a satisfied smile slipped across her face.
Bite me. This is not what I wanted. I only wanted sex, nothing more, and certainly no declarations of love from her.
Rain thought to herself. She felt Lark kiss her lips lightly, while she continued to pretend she was asleep.
Not very smart there, Rain. You think you would learn. What in the hell are you going to do now?
She asked herself as she lay on top of Lark still.
Just played off like it was one night stand. That's what you're going to do,
she told herself. She regretted what she had just done, but damn it, she couldn't contain her desire for Lark. She piqued Rain's arousal, and her hormones took over, making her lose all her self-control.
I may have just made the biggest mistake of my life,
Rain told herself as she waited for Lark to fall asleep so she could get up and get away from her. Rain lay completely still and waited, knowing it wouldn't be long before Lark was sound asleep. She was right. It took about 15 minutes before the woman was fast asleep. Rain rolled up on top of Lark and looked down at peacefully sleeping Blonde, watching her momentarily, and wondered if maybe she still loved her. She still did love her, but she just couldn't get past the fact that she slept with another woman. The thought disgusted her, and it disgusted her more to think she just kissed the same lips and body parts the other woman kissed. It nauseated her and pissed her off to think about it. She got up out of bed and rushed to the bathroom to get Lark's scent off of her. Rain took a long shower, scrubbing herself and her teeth to make sure Lark was completely off of her.
Damn it, that was stupid, Rain.
She admonished herself as she climbed out of the shower, despite the fact that it felt great to have sex again. She toweled off before dressing in a t-shirt and boxer shorts for bed. She went out and laid on the couch wide awake, unable to fall asleep at the thought of how stupid she was. Just get your non-caring, sex-only, no-love-involved attitude back, the one you had before you lost your heart to Lark and decided to love someone. Life was much easier than with a different woman every night. Less attachments and heartache, she thought to herself as she finally drifted off to sleep. Rain slept for a few hours and woke up before Lark. She wished she could just get out of there and away from Lark. She just didn't want her face at the first thing this morning because she knew Lark would take last night differently than what she had done. She was stuck there and decided to concentrate on her morning martial arts workout. Rain poured herself into her workout and cleared her mind of everything except her movements she went through. Lark woke to the sunlight peeking through the blinds, and she smiled as she filled with joy and happiness. She stretched and rolled over to find Rain was not in bed. She was disappointed, but not too much after last night's lovemaking with Rain. It was wonderful and she felt glorious. There was no way her smile was coming off her face, she thought happily to herself. Lark was happy as her lover was back, and wished she would join her in bed for round two, as a mischievous smile crept across her face as to what she had in mind for the next round. Locke rolled over and saw Rain going through her routine, smiled as she watched the tall, raven-haired beauty move with so much gratefulness. She reveled in how her muscles looked when they flexed with each movement. Locke always loved to watch Rain work out, and she knew she hated to be interrupted, so she decided just to lay there and enjoy watching her. Rain turned and faced Locke as she closed her eyes with her hands posed in front of her. She knelt her head and inhaled deep breaths as Locke looked on with a loving smile. Locke noticed Rain had her navel ring now, which she found to be incredibly sexy in Rain's well-toned and tan abdomen. Locke smiled and wished Rain was in bed with her so she could place soft kisses on that sexy abdomen. She had tried to convince Rain that a small silver loop navel ring would look very sexy in her, but Rain would never get in. Not until now. She wondered what had made her change her mind about that one. Locke's trance was broken as she heard a knock on the door and saw Rain's peaceful demeanor turn to one of agitation from the intrusion. Rain answered the door to find Danielle waiting there. "Good morning," Danielle replied with surprise at Rain's outfit of her sports bra, boxer shorts, and her hair pulled back in a ponytail. She didn't mind the outfit at all, she thought, as she found it hard to concentrate on what she needed to tell Rain. Rain wiped the sweat off her body as she opened the door wider for Danielle to enter. "Hey, what happened with the interrogation?" Rain asked Danielle as she sat down on the couch. "Still going on. They're pretty stubborn and won't talk," Danielle answered, looking obviously tired from being up all night. Rain grabbed the bottle of water and looked back at Danielle. "Hey, do you want something?" she offered as she pointed to the small refrigerator.
"Yeah, a Coke, please. Maybe it'll wake me up."
Danielle answered with a laugh as Rain sat next to her and handed her the soda.
"No luck with the interrogation, huh?"
Rain asked with disappointment as she sipped her water.
"No. Maybe we should have you go in and rough them up,"
she answered with a laugh and found it hard to keep eyes off of Rain's scantily clad body.
"What went wrong last night?"
Rain asked with confusion at the turn of events and miscommunication.
"I'm not sure. Here's the paper I got with the exits marked and which one would be the target for exit Lark to use,"
Danielle explained as she handed her the paper. Rain looked it over and realized it wasn't the one she had written. It had been changed.
"Damn, where did you get this from?"
Rain asked confused.
"It was sitting on the counter by the food when I grabbed breakfast yesterday, and thought it was my copy that you left for me,"
she explained as she sipped a soda. Rain noted the scribbled handwriting on the paper was a sorry excuse for her precise handwriting. She thought back as to who was in the room that day and noted the people: Hazel, Kim, Danielle, and her brother. She scratched him off the list and wanted to do the same for Danielle, but was hesitant to do that just yet.
"Can I get a copy of your report you wrote up from last night?"
"Sure. I just finished it, but I must warn you, it's not typed yet. My handwriting is hideous." Danielle laughed with a shrug of her shoulders.
"No problem. I'll just make a copy of it and add some things that I can remember about the incident before you type it up,"
Rain explained to her. Danielle pulled out the report from her folder and handed it to Rain to make a copy, which Rain scanned through the fax machine.
"I'm heading off for bed to get some sleep. What time you need me?"
"I'll give you a call when we need to head out. Sleep well,"
Rain answered as she walked her to the door as Hale and Kim approached the suite to begin their daily routine.
"Good morning,"
Rain greeted the two women who entered the suite.
"Good morning,"
they both answered as they headed into the suite to get started, as Rain grabbed her cell phone and went into the balcony for some privacy with a phone call to the director. Rain informed the director of the events that took place the previous night and of her suspicions as to the people she considered to be the insider in the kidnapping conspiracy. She told him she had ruled Lark's accountant and her agent out, but was suspicious of Kim, Hazel, and unfortunately Danielle. She didn't like to have believed that Danielle was involved, but after the incident last night, she couldn't effectively rule her out. She informed the director that she would fax a copy of Danielle's report along with a copy of the changed itinerary for a handwriting analysis to rule her out. Rain knew Danielle would know about handwriting analysis would be done and wouldn't be fearless enough to change the itinerary in her own handwriting. But on the other hand, she may think that Rain wouldn't check her because they had worked together before, and she knew Rain trusted her, so she thought to herself. She decided it was safer to have her check just in case. Rain also informed them that she would send a sample of handwriting from the other two suspects to be analyzed as well. Director Bailey assured her he would take care of everything and get back to her as soon as possible. Rain clicked off her phone and entered the spacious suite once again, to a lot of voices. Rain rolled her eyes and sighed as she walked towards the other room, wishing it was quiet again. She grabbed the pear and sank her teeth into the tasty fruit as Hazel prepared the coffee.
"Hazel, I need a list of supplies that you might need so I can have them delivered, okay?"
"Sure. I'll make one out in a few minutes,"
she answered as she put the coffee grounds in the machine.
"Great. Thanks."
Rain answered she took a few more bites of a pear and watched as Lark went through her exercises. She noted that Lark's body was more toned and that her work with a personal trainer had paid off. She was surprised Lark was so serious about her workouts because she never wanted to do it before. Lark looked up and saw Rain watching her and smiled happily, flashing her wink as she moved to get into position for her next exercise. Rain rolled her eyes and shook her head as she headed towards the shower. Great. She asked as if everything is back to normal. Rain thought to herself as she climbed into a tub to take a shower. Rain couldn't understand why Lark acted as if nothing happened, as if what she did wasn't wrong. Lark didn't even acknowledge that what she had done was wrong, and it was as if she blamed Rain for her turning to another woman.
Why?
She wondered and decided to stop thinking about it, because it only angered her. Rain finished the shower and dressed in a black t-shirt and khaki pleated mid-thigh shorts before exiting the bathroom. She opened the door to find Lark standing before her naked. She was stunned and averted her blue eyes away from the attractive blonde.
Why did you lock the door? I was going to join you.
Lark replied seductively. She moved close to the Rain, who sidestepped her advance of a kiss and walked past her.
I locked the door because I didn't want company.
She answered gruffly as she exited the room, leaving Lark standing in total disbelief from Rain's bad mood.
What in the hell was up with that?
Lark thought with herself. She closed the door to the bathroom and was overwhelmed by the familiar scent of Rain's lotion and cologne. Rain was a creature of habit and wore the scented Juniper Breeze lotion from Bath and Body Works, always, along with her perfume, Curve. After Rain left her, she had purchased the woman's favorite lotion and perfume to remind herself of Rain. She knew it was silly to do, but she felt it gave her a connection to Rain, and besides. Put a smile on her face, she thought to herself, as she climbed into the shower, or absorbing the fresh aroma. Rain sat at the desk and flipped on her laptop computer to get some work done. She wanted to do her own handwriting analysis to make sure no one, including Director Bailey, was involved in the conspiracy at headquarters. She entered the handwriting samples of Hazel, Danielle, and Kim that Lark provided when she gave Rain a copy of Kim's exercise program she had written out for Lark, when Rain was doing background checks on everyone previously. Rain plugged in all of the information and would have to wait for the computer to do the rest of the work. She had a buddy in the agency, who provided her with handwriting analysis program, and was grateful he gave it to her.
Rain?
Kim stammered as she entered the room reluctantly to speak with Rain. She didn't trust Rain for some reason, and didn't like the uncomfortable feeling she got when the two of them were near one another. She didn't know why she felt that way, but she did.
Yes?
Rain answered as her blue eyes peered up from the computer and she looked at the personal trainer.
I have an appointment with a potential client tomorrow, and I wanted to make sure we wouldn't be leaving before then.
No, we'll be here tomorrow, so you won't need to worry about missing your other appointment.
Rain answered cordially as she looked back down at her computer.
Okay, thanks. I'll see you tomorrow then.
Kim answered as she headed out the door.
Yep, bye.
Rain answered without looking up and wondered why in the hell her computer was taking so long. She looked at her watch and realized they were behind schedule for the photo shoot.
Shit! Lark, we have to go!
Rain shouted as she stood up from the computer. I'll have to leave this running until I get back. Rain thought reluctant to leave the computer running. He had no choice if he wanted the program to finish. Lark and Hazel entered the room as Rain hurriedly gathered their things.
How'd we get so far behind?
Lark asked with bewilderment.
I totally forgot about the photo shoot.
Rain answered as she headed to the door and held it open for the woman as they passed through. Hazel headed back to her room as Rain and Lark made their way to the elevator. Lark made a move closer to Rain, as she wanted to kiss her sexy lover because she hadn't had a chance yet. But Rain squatted down and opened a briefcase. She pretended to be looking for something in there to avoid a contact she knew Lark wanted from her. Lark stood twiddling her thumbs and watched Rain, wondering why she was being so evasive this morning.
I'm glad you agreed to do this photo shoot, Rain. I didn't think you would agree to it when you knew I would be in it, too.
The anger filled Rain as she took in what Lark had just said to her.
What?
She snapped with anger.
He didn't tell me you would be in it, or that you were involved in the shoot.
She shouted with agitation.
You knew about all this along you put him up to it, didn't you?
Rain asked angrily as she closed her briefcase and stood up with fiery blue eyes.
Yes, Rain, I knew about it, but I told Sal to ask you. I didn't want to answer for you.
Lark answered with surprise at Rain's nastiness.
He didn't tell you we would be doing this together?
No, but I'm sure you knew he wouldn't anyway.
Rain answered with angered sarcasm as she exited the elevator when their doors opened. Rain stormed over to the counter to pick up the rental car keys with Lark in hot pursuit.
Rain, you have to believe me that I didn't tell him to hide it from you.
Lark pleaded with her.
Whatever, Lark.
Rain snapped as she turned and walked towards the lobby doors to exit and waited for Lark to catch up with her.
I'm sorry for the misunderstanding, Rain.
Lark replied regretfully.
There's always a lot of misunderstanding with you, isn't there, Lark?
Rain answered sarcastically. She held the car door open for her to get in the car. Once Lark was in the car, Rain slammed the door behind her and walked to the driver's side to take control of the car.
Rain?
Lark whined as Rain put her hand up to stop the conversation.
I don't want to hear it, Lark.
Rain snapped as she stomped on the gas and sped out of the parking lot. Rain checked her mirrors frequently and took unnecessary turns to ensure they weren't being followed, which she saw no evidence of, while Lark sat quietly looking out the window, wondering how Rain could change so much from last night when they made love. Maybe she read too far into it, but she couldn't believe that considering she felt so much love from Rain when they made love to her last night. Lark's cell phone rang and she clicked on the phone.
Hello? Hi, Daddy.
She answered with excitement from her father calling her.
Yes, I'm okay, and yes, Rain is taking care of me. Well, sort of.
She answered. She glanced over to see if Rain heard what she said, which she found Rain to be lost in her thoughts. Rain cussed herself for being so weak and having sex with Lark the previous night, and ignored Lark's phone conversation. It was stupid of her, and now she sent the wrong message to Lark that all was forgiven, which was far from the truth.
That was a pretty dumb mistake you made, Rain. You know better.
She admonished herself. She steered the car into the parking lot of the small photography studio.
Here. Daddy wants to talk to you.
Lark replied as she handed the phone to Rain, who reluctantly took the phone from her.
Hello?
Rain replied enthusiastically as she put the phone to her ear to hear the congressman.
How's my other favorite daughter?
He asked with a chuckle. Could be better, sir. Rain answered reluctantly.
Is my daughter giving you hell?
He asked with concern. Yes, sir. And I don't know how much more I can take of it, to be honest. Rain answered, knowing she could talk with him, honestly, despite the conversation being about his daughter.
I understand how hard it is for you, Rain, but I'm sorry my daughter has hurt you. I don't want to take any chances with her life, and I wanted you to be the one to protect her. I'm sorry that this is hard for you.
I can't imagine how you would know that, sir. Rain answered with agitation and wondered, how the hell does he know how hard it is for me?
Rain, I know. Believe me. Lark's mother cheated on me, and I had the same feelings you do.
He explained as Rain was shocked at the revelation and glanced over at Lark, who was staring out the window. She was glad she didn't look at her because she would have seen the look of total disbelief. I guess like mother like daughter on that one. Rain thought, still in shock from the fact that Lark's mother cheated on her husband.
All I can tell you is that I'm glad I decided to forgive her because my life is nothing without her. I hope maybe you can do the same because I truly believe you two are meant to be together forever.
I'm not so sure about that, sir. Rain answered evasively.
Give it a chance, hon. Listen, please don't say anything to Lark about her mother and I. She doesn't know.
No problem, sir. We'll talk to you later. Rain answered with happiness that the conversation was coming to an end.
Yes, and thank you very much, Rain.
He answered as he clicked the phone off, followed by Rain, who still had a dumbfounded look on her face as she exited the car.
Everything okay with Daddy?
Lark asked with concern.
Yeah. He just wanted to check on his little girl.
Rain answered with a slight smile as did Lark the same, in thoughtfulness of her father.
Rain, why didn't we take the limo?
Lark asked Rain as they opened the door for her.
I have my reasons.
Rain answered coldly as the pair walked towards the door, and Rain held it up for Lark, as she was past Rain, scanning the neighborhood for anything unusual.
Lark, darling!
Sal exclaimed happily as he approached and kissed her.
Sal, you should have told her everything. She's pissed!
Lark replied with agitation towards the man.
I totally forgot, hon.
He answered with a chuckle as he moved to greet Rain.
I know you're mad at me, sweet, but it was an honest mistake on my part. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
He pleaded with Rain and gave her a puppy dog look.
Just don't let it happen again, little man.
Rain answered sarcastically as she pointed at him with agitation to make a point while she passed him by to get the photo shoot over with.
Okay, let's get moving.
Rain instructed the photographer.
I'm eager to get this finished.
Rain the foreman.
Why don't you go ahead and get changed? Lark is already in the room changing.
He answered as he pointed to the dressing room.
Everything you need is in the room next to hers.
Okay. Rain answered. She entered the dressing room only to find a towel.
What the hell?
Rain thought to herself as she exited the room at the same time Lark did and looked at the photographer.
Where's the clothes?
Lark asked with a slight agitation and looked at Rain, who gave her a disgusted look.
No way! I had nothing to do with this, Rain!
Lark informed her adamantly. She held her hands up to protest the impending argument.
Ladies, you will be covered in the front, I promise.
Ian informed the two, reassuring.
This is really fucking pissing me off! And if it wasn't for a great cause, I would be out of here!
Rain announced loudly as she entered the room and slammed the door.
Why didn't I just walk out that door when I had the chance? I didn't have the freaking assignment. It's not like you need to work, Rain. You have plenty of money to retire now and just chill. You could be sitting at a Red Sox baseball game right now instead of this freaking torture.
Rain told herself as she stripped down to her birthday suit and threw her clothes on the chair in disgust and wrapped a towel over her muscular body. She walked up with her hands on her hips and a scowl to her face to let Sal and Ian know she wasn't pleased.
Come on, Lark. What's taking so long?
Rain asked impatiently.
I'm not very fast at taking my clothes off unless you're standing in front of me.
Lark shouted back with a snicker to lighten the mood, which she hoped it did and wouldn't piss Rain off even more. Rain chuckled as she crossed her arms over her chest and shook her head. I know this is a nightmare. It just is happening to me. I wish I'd wake up from this damn dream. Rain thought to herself as Lark walked out of the dressing room with a mischievous smile. You just love this, don't you? Rain whispered as Lark passed her by.
Beyond belief.
She smiled as she looked over her shoulder with a sly grin and a wink. To be continued.
Well, that concludes episode 120 of XNU, and that is part 2 and 3 of Indiscretions. I am stopping it there because it's getting long and my voice is starting to go. So I hope everyone's enjoying the Lark and Rain series. If you have any questions or suggestions, send an email at xena.uber@gmail.com. We want to thank Cruz for once again allowing us permission to read her story on the show. And if you want to send any emails to have forwarded to her, send them in. Also, if you have any recipes, story suggestions, book recommendations, movie recommendations, send them in. If you have a dedication, send it in. If you have anything you want to say, a shout out, an announcement, birthday, ceremony, commitment, anything you want, send an email at xena.uber@gmail.com. So until the next episode, everyone, please take care, enjoy life and love, and don't forget to donate. Bye-bye.